Yeah, and there was a lot of people along the trail them days. You know, I guess we had 90-some people that we delivered mail to that wasn't living, or some of them were living around Central. One thing that brought it up around Central there so much was the berry wood cutting. Mm-hmm. They cut quite a few hundred cords of wood there each winter. I think around 500 cords would run the dredge all summer.
So those woodcutters would stay in there and you'd have mail for them?
They would stay in tents up and down Crooked Creek there.
Is there?
Places.
Yeah. What do you remember about the old Central House or the old roadhouse there?
Oh, Riley Erickson run that for a long, long time.
Was Stade still around when you were?
No, that's just about the time Stade left, yes.
Did Stade leave or did he die there?
He left.
He left.
He left and went outside.
And never came back.
Never came back. And Felix was another one that was around there. He went outside. Felix is all I know.
Felix, that was he didn't have another name. Felix,
he had another name, but I don't know.
You don't remember what it was. But he was around there all the time.
He was around there.
Yeah.
And like Two-Step Louie, he picked up his mail there at Bell Creek, and he lived over on Gnome Creek. That's close to the Beaver there.
Yeah.
Tributary to Beaver. Then Billy Volkman, they found him dead one time. He lived on Oprah Creek.
What's the last name?
Billy Volkman. He fell down the shaft and broke his neck. Leonard Cipella and Pat O'Connor, they went out to bring him in after they were notified that he broke his neck down in the shaft. They went out and got him out of the shaft and taken him to Fairbanks. They caught the bus there at Chattanooga. They put him on the bus and came on to town.
This happened at Oprah Creek?
This happened at Oprah Creek, yes.
Was he out there alone?
He was out there alone. And he had some neighbors that came by. I don't know just which one reported it. I think a fellow by the name of Smith. They were doing a little mining there on Oprah Creek. So they got him. I don't think they got him out of the shaft. They just came in and told the marshal about it. He rented the dog team from Leonard Cipella. Mm-hmm. And they went out, picked him up.